This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, July 25th, 2006. We're going to get right into it and play part two of our Skype cast from Sunday night. You will get to hear from several people from different countries all over the world and from some of your favorites from Archer Radio, John Ong and Chef Mark, as well as others. At the end of the show, I will play some voicemails that we got through the MyChingo system from different people. And so stay tuned for those. So let's get right to it and play part two of the Skype cast. Change the topic, actually, okay?
Don Corleone. Don Corleone Archer up here.
I do have a question for Eddie. Eddie, are you still with us?
Yes, I mean, actually, can I follow up with just one really quick thing here?
Yes, please do.
For Mark, the thing that I have found fascinating that's going on in Iraq and what is going on in this particular conflict with Lebanon and Israel is that you're operating from a kind of an old school thought about rules of engagement, and then, like you said, you only take a clear shot if everything's cool, nobody's going to be collateral damage. But if you've been paying attention, the powers that be have been using a lot more terminology that's a little different these days, especially to get into what they call the asymmetrical warfare. And I can't remember the particular example right now, but it was something that happened recently, and it was an event that was kind of, in a way, completely unrelated to what was going on over in Iraq, and they made some comment about how, you know, this was asymmetrical warfare. And I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. You know, it's like,
well, that's
all this. Right, it gets spun, and it's just like, you know, I'm very much like you. I have the opinion that, you know, you have to kind of make sure everything's clear and kosher and, you know, kind of very distinct within certain parameters, but we're just not playing by those rules anymore.
Well, and that's precisely why the Bush administration is not going to solve this. They are not going to do anything, and they have no clout, and they have no desire to end this because it would mean that they would have to give up their own policy.
Well, and if you think about it, they've got a vested interest in keeping this going. It keeps everybody distracted off, you know, the fuck-ups that they've got going on in the Middle East themselves.
Yeah.
Well, guess who's joined the room, boys?
The
whore. Miss Penang. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Johnny. Hello, goddess.
Hi, John.
Hello, who's this? I don't see who's on.
Let me tell you, we have Mike Perry from Squamish, British Columbia, Special Delivery Mark, the Family Jewels podcast, Eddie.
Oh!
Two lurkers that I don't know why they're not saying anything, Chef Mark, yeah, eh? And you.
Oh, wonderful.
Are you using headphones, John?
Yeah.
Okay, somebody's not using headphones. Echo. I don't know who it is.
Whoever's not using headphones and not speaking, mute yourself.
Anyway, John, we were just talking about the Middle East and really debating it big time. But I was just getting ready to ask Eddie a different question. So do you mind us changing the topic?
Me? No, not at all.
Okay. Eddie. I don't remember if it was you or if it was Dave, but I think it was you who was doing the ads on Craigslist, and I was wondering how that's been going.
Guilty as charged.
Oh, now tell us about this now.
This all started. Actually, I was at a dinner party last night with the young woman that was the inspiration to the whole thing. We were sitting around talking about Craigslist one night, and she told a whole story about how she'd put this fake ad up on Craigslist just to see what kind of responses that she would get back. So I put up a somewhat fake ad, you know, looking for a random sexual encounter that included the term bang bang, and that's where my name Eddie Bang Bang came from. But and in one of the episodes, you know, I told everybody about the particular responses that I'd gotten back, and some of them were quite humorous. And then a couple weeks later, I put up another one and kind of did the same thing. As I actually, Dave and I recorded today, and I'm going to follow up to your question about that in the podcast that's coming up. I'm getting a lot of faith in you.
Yeah,
are you guys hearing it?
Yeah.
Who does not have their headphones plugged in?
I think it might be one of our lurkers. You might have to boot one of them.
Should I boot them all?
Me? No, it's not because of the headphone. I don't know. Let me try something else.
Okay, John.
But have you guys ever watched the Ali G show on HBO?
Yes,
love
I
it.
Have. Yes.
Love it.
I love it.
Well,
too.
Love it. Love
that's,
it.
That's the thing I brought up today. I'm kind of afraid of, like, putting up ads too often that people will figure out that they're fake. So, but I do plan on keeping that going because it really does make for great entertainment.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to check that out then. So what's the name you use when you post?
Yeah. Oh, on Craigslist?
And you do
it, different monikers.
And you do it in the D.C. area too, right?
Yeah, you know what? I never thought of that. That's a good idea. I should, like, do it in other cities. I've only been doing it in D.C. right now, but I guess I really could do it anywhere.
Well, that's, you know, that is really where most of the perverts live, you know.
Oh, yeah,
they
right.
are so weak,
okay, you know.
F-R-E-E-K-S here.
Yeah, you, into some nasty shit down there, let me tell you, especially the senators. The senator.
Eddie, have you been posting a picture with it or not?
I usually only respond with a picture if it's like, if it gets to the point where it sounds like we're getting serious about meeting, I will send people pictures. Usually what I do is, as far as in the ad itself, I'll usually find a photo somewhere, like doing a Google search or something, and I'll just put like a fake picture in with the ad. But,
you
know,
and are you pretending to be a girl or a guy?
You know, I've thought of doing it. It's so funny that you say that, because I think my next fraud will be trying to get straight guys to send me cock pictures and see, like, what I get.
Yeah, like the, what do they call that? The bait bus. Have you seen the bait
exactly.
bus?
Exactly. Very much like that,
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Those are so
I
funny.
I think that could really be fun.
Those are funny. Mm-hmm. So what else do you have coming up on the podcast? You said you just did a show. What else are you guys going to talk about?
It's funny, because actually when you texted me, I was actually doing the show notes for everything and trying to get it ready to be put up. A bunch of shout-outs to all you guys that have, like, you know, sent me messages, and a thing about, I don't know if you guys, did you see that Kim Cattrall got, an ad that she did got booted in New Zealand?
No, why?
Did she show her titties?
No, and it was this kind of double entendre ad where she was just doing the Samantha Jones character and just being kind of very sexual, and it got booted because they actually got complaints from the citizens. It cleared, like, their FCC, everybody was cool with the ad, and they got all these negative calls, so Nissan pulled the ad.
Oh, man.
So we talked about that today, and I did the bit about where I read through the advice columns, you know, really funny advice column letters,
yeah.
And that was really about it. I mean, you know, it was like 30 minutes were up before we knew it, so.
Yeah, they do go fast, don't they?
Yeah, we may start doing two shows a week, actually. Oh, and to let you guys know, I actually put a My Chingo on our page, too, so.
Oh, yay!
Yay.
Cool.
Yeah, good. That's a really great tool.
We love
yeah.
it.
And yeah, Michael Bailey is a really great guy, and he's a good developer, and he listens to people's responses and what they need, and he fixes it and does all that. So he's a really great guy. Yeah.
So, Eddie, when is your next show coming out, tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to post it tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay, cool. If I can get this one edited, I will
post it,
too.
Do you play Bejeweled on your podcast?
Pardon me?
Do you play Bejeweled on your podcast?
Videos?
Well, you know that, like, because I'm looking at your logo right now and the little jewels that are on it. It reminds me of the gems that are on that video game Bejeweled, you know, on the cell phone.
Oh, Bejeweled!
Oh, Bejeweled.
You know, God, I
yeah.
haven't played that in such a long time.
It goes,
that's so funny.
Tring, tring. I hear that in the background right now, actually.
You know, it's funny. I should find that sound and use it. That's hilarious. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Well, we have John Ong is back with us. Are you with us, John?
I am back.
Miss Day.
Hello.
She's got her voice all compressed with her mixer.
Shut up. She's professional.
Is that Eddie?
Yes, that's
it
Eddie.
It is.
Have you, John, had a chance to listen to The Family Jewels yet?
I actually have. I listened to it 2 days ago, maybe. I don't know which. It was an episode that something happened, you know?
Any special moment alone?
What happened?
I had so much fun recording that. It's like Dave was over and I played it for him, and he looked at me like, "You are so not including that today."
Oh, is the title of that Nocturnal Transmission?
It is, yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna have to. It's downloading now. I can't wait.
And I, I actually recorded something that was even raunchier than that that I wanted to use, and he looked at me again with these eyes like, I'm not going there with you.
Oh, I remember what now. It's Munt.
Yes, Munt.
Yes, Munt. I remember that, too.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm actually on your iTunes page right now, Eddie, and you'll be pleased to know that listeners who subscribe to the Family Jewels also subscribe to How Much Do We Love... dot 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 with Sarah Davis and Rob Lindley.
Yeah.
Remarkably Mark.
Oh.
With Mark.
Woo-hoo!
The Daily Purge with J. Michael Haas and Rob Lindley. Justin Feed. And Nick in Paris.
But not me.
I mean, I don't know, but that's what was there. I'm just a reporter here.
Oh.
I think those rotate, because I've noticed, like, the days that I've checked, they kind of, like, rotate around. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Right. Yeah.
I meant to go Mommy Dearest today and, like, you know, guilt someone into writing me
a review,
but I forgot to do it today, yeah. So I'll do Mommy Dearest next week.
Barbara Bennett is doing a special piece on me.
So, Eddie, have you been getting some good feedback about your show? Because it's relatively new, right? Like about a month old?
Yeah, we've been doing it for about a month and a half. And yeah, I've gotten really positive feedback from anybody that's emailed me, from, you know, other podcasters finding me. I'm thrilled. I mean, I'm like, you know, the little geek that's like in class with all the cool kids. So.
Well, it's all in the name of your podcast, you know?
Well, I just totally...
And it's so funny because Dave came up with that name. I didn't even like think of it, so...
Well, it's a good one. I totally just stumbled across it. I don't know how I found it, but when I was listening to it, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this sounds just like me and my boyfriend. Although you guys aren't boyfriends.
It's easy to see the Family Jewels when you're down on your knees.
Oh, you're so funny.
Very true.
Oh, and my boyfriend called me today.
Oh yeah.
He's coming home on Tuesday, and he's had a really nice vacation. He said he's all tan now.
Has he been sucking mud puppies?
I don't think so.
You know what that is, right?
No.
Sucking mud puppies means that you're eating crawdads.
I don't know if he's eaten crawdads or not, crawfish. I don't think so.
Oh, really?
They only do that at special occasions where they boil up the crawfish.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. When I go down to Louisiana, that's all I want to do is just... you know, do a crawfish boil.
Well, I don't know if they did one or not, tell you the truth. We were just talking about how much we missed each other.
Oh. Hey. And did you tell him about all the great feedback that he got for the history podcast?
I did, and you know what? He doesn't know which topic he should do next, because somebody suggested Thomas Jefferson and somebody else or something, and he said he's not as versed in American history as he is with European history, so he was trying to think of another topic for European history he could do.
Well, how about I guess he talked a little bit about the Russian Revolution already.
Just briefly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, what about like the Enlightenment thinkers?
Oh, yeah, I have to ask him about that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like Descartes and all that, you know, Voltaire, that whole era would be really cool to talk about.
Well, I don't know how far back his European history goes, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, does he teach modern European history?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, you know, I think, and he alluded to this on the other one, I think all of this, the politics around, like, the, you know, the whole forming of Yugoslavia and that, you know, what led up to the beginning of World War I would be really a cool thing, because it's a very similar kind of situation that we're facing today.
Who is
that?
Is that the whore?
Who threw that turkey at me?
I fell asleep in the car.
Well, let's talk to you, John. John, what's new with you? Tell us something new. Shut that dog up.
I know, sorry. Here, I'm going to mute myself for a second.
Steva. So, John, what's new with you?
Well, I just came out. I mean,
You just came out?
That's today.
Yay.
Please, that one came out of the womb.
Outside. Oh, gosh.
He was a whore when he came out, too.
A big one.
Okay.
Anyway, I just came back from, I just came back in from outside. I was doing yard work, so I'm feeling a little skinnier tonight.
Oh, good for you.
No, I'm just feeling it.
Are you trying to lose weight, John?
Oh, gosh, so badly. I want to lose 20 pounds.
Oh my gosh, by when?
And I realized that by eating doesn't help.
Two words, honey. Tapeworm.
Isn't tapeworm one word?
That too.
Oh yeah, it's a compound word. Yeah. Excellent.
Well, I'll have you know that while the boyfriend's been gone, I've lost 3 pounds.
Oh my god. Yeah. By doing what?
All vegetables.
Nothing really. I just haven't been eating very much.
Is it because you've been playing with yourself a lot?
I have been playing with myself an awful lot.
He's lost 3 pounds, and it's all liquid. It was all
white.
That's
a lot of spunk.
You should see the sheets.
I wash those, thank you.
Jumbled.
But seriously, I have been doing that a lot in the last week since he's been gone.
He's been calling the plumber again to snake his drain. $96 a pop, that's expensive.
You
never did tell us, was he a cute plumber or was he just kind of like average?
I know, I thought about that too. I did not, but no, he was not cute or average or anything. He just totally wasn't my type.
Okay, which means he's ugly.
He wasn't even average.
That's bad. No. Artistic way of saying he's ugly.
He wasn't very attractive.
Yes, either. He's ugly.
Okay.
And the big question is did you de-gay your apartment before the plumber came?
No, I did not.
Yes, we have to give him hell for that.
I did not, because you know what I was thinking? I was hoping for that that old porn scenario where the plumber comes in, you know, wah, 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 you know. But unfortunately, he was not worth it, so, you know, it didn't matter.
So then he called the pizza delivery guy. And
I, you know,
up the music
for every porn scenario, right?
On Friday, I did order a pizza. On Friday, I did order a pizza, but the pizza man was not, again, not my type.
Damn.
So all that porn music went to waste.
Is this
done? Are we just chatting, or are you done recording your show?
No, we're still recording. I'm just
going to know on that Archer records everything.
I do record everything. I've got 45 minutes of talking with Chef Mark the other night.
And who knows what I said.
Are you have 2 shows a day now?
No. I'll break this up into 2 shows, Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, somebody's in. Bo, 1185.
Yeah, but he didn't talk before, and I have him muted anyway. Okay, now he's unmuted.
Do we still have lurkers? Hello, lurkers. Say hello, people. New people, say hi.
If you are new, please say hello and identify yourself.
Some of these people...
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Do I have to introduce myself?
Yes, please do.
Yes.
I am from South Korea, and my name is Bo.
Hi, Bo.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, are you
hello
for
in Pyongyang.
Pyongyang?
Yeah, John, can you
talk
to him?
Oh,
no. Pyongyang is North Korea.
Talk to him like I speak Korean.
South Korean. I'm South Korean.
Oh, South Korean.
Are you... I'm Malaysian.
Are you Malaysian?
We don't know each
John
other.
John is from Malaysia, and you're from... Where in South Korea are you from, Bo?
Seoul.
Oh, okay. Big
cool.
City boy.
Now, Bo, let me ask you a question. This is Archer from Archer Radio. I do a podcast. Are you familiar with the podcast, or did you just find us through the Skype cast list?
I just started using this one.
You just started using Skype. Okay.
Well, honey, you're going to be on the radio.
Yeah. Are you familiar with... Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
And where you can find the show.
Bo, you can go to archerradio.com and check out my show.
Oh, your website?
Yes, archerradio.com.
Wow.
And this is a podcast. Do you know what a podcast is?
Yeah, I know. But I have no, what is that, MP3 player.
That's okay.
You
can
listen,
listen
right
to
on
it.
Your computer.
Yeah, you can listen to it right on the computer.
Ah, yeah. Archerradio.com, right?
Yes.
So, what are you a student or what? Or do you?
I'm between the job, but I'm thinking a lot of things right now.
What?
I'm old enough
before?
To. Right now.
What was your job before?
I'm actually a student.
Okay, and what were you studying?
Actually, I was preparing for go to a culinary school in the United States.
Oh, right on. Cool, I'm a chef.
Yeah, Mark's a chef. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I want to be a pastry chef, but...
Oh, well, John Ong will like that.
John. Yeah, you need to study with John, because he knows how to make cakes.
Wow. I like cakes.
John likes cakes, too. Yeah.
We like baby cakes.
But things changes, so I think I'm not going to go to a culinary field, so I'm... Right now, I'm thinking a lot of things right now. Pardon me?
Are you going to be a teacher?
No.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know. I'm just lost.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
28?
That's fine.
In here, it's kind of difficult to calculating ages between Korea and USA. Uh-huh. In here, I'm 28, but in USA, I'm 26. So
why is that? Do you have a
different
calendar?
How is that different?
It ain't like a metric thing, honey.
I don't know.
When were you born? What year were you born?
1979.
Okay, well,
that's 20.
That makes you. We're like another math.
27.
27, there you go.
Right?
But my birthday is doesn't pass.
Or 26 or 27. That's weird.
Huh.
So, Bo.
That's kind of weird.
Why?
So, Bo, let me ask you this. Are you gay?
Okay. Not gay.
You're not gay.
Gay.
Well, that's okay.
You're all gay?
Yes, we're all gay.
Britain can be gay.
It doesn't matter.
Good for you. Yeah, thank you.
That's a bold answer. But you sound cute.
But you know what? When I lived in USA, my housemate teasing me like, you're gay, something like that.
Really?
No, the problem is that the electrical flow current, we need a converter to understand our gaydar between Asian and American culture.
Yeah, right.
What are you
my
saying
My gaydar
there?
Doesn't work in...
I was going to say, are you saying that all Asians are acting like they're gay?
Do you remember that whole thing? There was a magazine article, and they
teasing.
Got in trouble because it's like...
Yes, I'm teasing.
As part Asian, you should know this, Archer.
I know.
Only his hair is Asian.
Where did you live when you lived in America, Bo?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, Austin. Wow.
Yes, I know.
In Texas.
Austin. The home of our beloved president.
Yeah.
Archer loves him.
I'm in love with George Bush.
Our beloved
George
leader.
That's the problem. You have a love-hate relationship with him.
That's true. Hey,
right,
Bo.
You're like a country western song, honey. Hey, he beats me, but I love him so.
All right, shut up and let me do this. Bo, do you? What does South Korea think of George Bush?
Actually, South Korean doesn't like George Bush.
That's good.
You're our friend.
Yeah.
I think so.
Hey, Bo, I'm gonna. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I just tried to change my input. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Bo, I was going to ask you about your age thing. Do you count, is it like Chinese that we count our age when from the day we were conceived rather than the day we were born?
Oh.
Yeah, right. Something like that.
Okay. So it's the same thing. And in Chinese culture, too, we actually do that. So when you were born, that's your first year. Because
that's
the first year.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Huh. Yeah.
So from which thrust do you start counting, then?
I think it's when the sperm starts to fly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right. So around
the
moment
of the launch, the launching of it.
When he starts to grunt is when you have to start counting. So you tell your parents.
Gosh, that's awful.
Right after he says, I'm going to come.
Yeah, say, Dad, at what time did, exactly at what time did you come?
That's very interesting, though.
I'm sorry, Bo, we're really disgusting. We're a bunch of filthy Americans.
Are y'all American?
I'm not. I'm Canadian.
Except for John.
Oh, right, and a Canadian.
Right, we have a Canadian with us, too.
Who's the Canadian? Mark?
Mike Perry.
Oh, yeah. That's Mike. Okay, I'm looking at the
Mr. Mike 1972.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, when you travel... when you travel internationally, do people think you're American? And if so, what is your response? How do you interact with people? Do you wear the pin like a lot of Canadians do?
No, not so much. I just say I'm Canadian. I guess people do mistake me for being American sometimes.
Yeah. I know a lot of Canadians will wear like the flag or a pin that has the Canadian flag just so that they can be absolutely certain that people won't think they're Americans. And I have this really cool Roots bag, you know, Roots Canada bag, and when I wear it, like I wear it in the street in New York, and I have people come in, they go, "Oh, are you Canadian?" And I'm like, "No, it's just a cool bag."
Americans traveling, they wear Canadian pins now because a lot of people overseas don't really care for Americans.
Very true. Exactly. I need one of those Canadian pins.
Because I am just in the process of going to become an American in this environment. So I'll be documenting that a whole lot when I start the process on my show because... You know, I have that complex of, you know, I'm so happy to become an American, but at the same time where the whole world is turning against American because of what the government is doing.
Yeah.
So I'm having this complex right now. It's like, oh, okay, so I'm going to be an American, but, you know, everybody's going to start hating me.
But I hope that, I don't know, I mean, I'm very proud to be an American. I'm proud for, you know, the core values that we hold. And just because there are people who are undermining those values shouldn't make us not proud to be Americans.
Exactly, because I'm proud to be an American as well, but it's just I don't care right now for the actions of our government. So.
Yeah, you know what, but we should, when I get my citizenship.
Oh, you can count yourself American with us anyway.
I think we should, just like all of us are doing right now, is we should represent ourselves out there as a different kind, as other people are perceiving us to be. So, I think we should speak out that we are American and shouldn't shy away from saying that and then express our different point of view.
Right, and be proud that we represent something else.
The smarter part of America.
Yeah, because, you know, I've traveled in the last few years internationally a lot when, you know, during this administration, and I'm not afraid to say that I'm American, and most everyone that I've met and I've spoken to have expressed that they're able to make a strong distinction between the American people and the policies of our government, you know, and maybe we as Americans have a harder time doing that for other people. We don't, you know, we look at Arabs and we think, oh, and we look at them with fear and trepidation when just because there are some people who have done terrorist things, that why do we then treat Arabs this way? I mean, it's just like a replay of what we did with the Japanese Americans during World War II, you know?
Yeah. I totally agree, because for, you know, coming from outside and living here in the United States of America, I really feel like America is so huge that we are so... under the, whatever we call it, coconut shell. This is Asian expression. Under the coconut shell, you're so sheltered because your world is so, the country is so big that you think that your country is everything. And when you go outside, actually people, like when we look at America, it's actually very different from the outside. We actually, like the same thing as China, not be agreeing with the Chinese government, but, you know, looking at Chinese people, they're still the people.
Yeah. John, I thought you were a coconut because you were brown on the outside but white on the inside.
No, I'm a Twinkie.
You're soft on the outside and you got a cream-filled center?
Yeah, he's filled with cream.
I have a lot of cream filled. Tasty. Have you guys heard of that? I'm sure you have.
Oh, yes.
What? The Twinkie?
Banana?
No, I've heard of a Twinkie thing.
Twinkies and banana, the same thing. White.
Oh, yellow. Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
And then white in the inside for having non-Chinese traditional thinking or do not speak in Chinese dialect.
And I think they say that about the coconut for like Caribbeans. Like if you're from Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic, you know, you're a coconut. You're brown on the outside but white on the inside.
Okay. Can I interrupt here, boys and girls? Or boys?
No.
Certainly.
I want to end this show, so I want each person to give their website for everyone else on the internet to hear, and then I'm going to end the recording, but we can stay on and talk some more, okay? So let's start with Chef Mark. Chef Mark?
RemarkablyMark.blogspot.com, and also the Remarkable Palette podcast, which is about food. And you can find me on the Culinary Podcast Network.
Excellent.
Peace out.
Thank you. Special Delivery Mark.
Special Delivery Mark. I am Special Delivery Mark.
He just walked out.
Do you want to say your website, Mark?
Sure. Specialdelivery.libsyn.com.
Thank you.
And I'm the village. And I'm the village idiot.
No, you're not. Stop saying that.
Stop saying that.
Michael Perry, do you have a website you'd like to share?
I just have my personal one. www.telus.net/TildenMrMike72.
Okay, I'll put a link for that one on the show notes.
And how personal do you get on your site?
There's nothing dirty.
Oh, damn.
No, but he does have some nice photographs, though.
Cool.
Okay, then let's move on to the Family Jewels podcast. Eddie?
That would be me. I am Eddie Bang Bang, and our URL is www.thefamilyjewelspodcast.com. I'm sorry that it's so long. Every time I say it, I'm like, Jesus Christ. But it was like, the Family Jewels was already taken, so that was...
Never apologize if your Family Jewels are long.
This is true. You have a point.
Good point. Okay, and John Ong?
My website is HTTP.
Online podcast, that is onglinepodcast.com. And if you are Chinese, if you understand Hokkien, you can also check out penanghokkien.com. And if you are Chinese, if you understand Hokkien, you know how to spell that.
Excellent.
And you can get both of them at crazyasianwhore.com.
Yes. Oh. You can also go to johnong.com and check out my cake. And
ooh,
also
yummy.
My singing and my graphic, and also my podcast. Both podcasts will be there. Also, johnong.com.
All right, you whore. That's enough. Okay, Bo, do you have a website?
Actually, I have no website, so I'm going to visit your website. So.
Excellent. Thank you.
Is that all right?
That's
okay,
perfect.
Nice chatting with you, Bo.
Thank you for calling us, Bo.
We have.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. We have a lurker named Granosis? Grand Oasis? One?
Yeah, it's not so difficult. It's Granolas. I'm from Sahara, from Africa.
Wow.
What country?
I just joined you, so I'm just a new guest.
Do you
Where in the Sahara? What country?
The country is Western Sahara. Underneath Morocco.
It's the,
you know Morocco?
Yes, we were just talking about the Arab League, and it's the only North African country that's not a member of the Arab League, it appears.
Well, nobody considers us even a country. We are just a big desert.
Wow.
The desert of Sahara.
Do you have a website?
No.
Okay.
Luckily that I have a computer.
That was going to be my question to you. How are you connecting? It's amazing that you're able to connect with us.
There is only one line from the capital to my city, and this is the only computer where I am, because this is a school. This is the desert.
Wow.
I'm sure the name, if you look it in the map, you will remember. It's the desert, just sand. We live in refugee camps. It's in the border. There is Morocco and Mauritania, and we are just underneath Morocco.
Yeah. And wow. Wikipedia says that the Western Sahara is a territory disputed between Morocco and the Polisario Front's Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic government.
Mm-hmm. It's we before this was called the Spanish Sahara. This was a colony of Spain till 1976, where Morocco took the administration of the whole desert and put everybody, the about 300,000 people, in refugee camps.
Wow.
Oh my God.
This school is in one of the refugee camps, in the near the frontier with Mauritania.
And are you a teacher?
Yes, I'm a teacher.
Okay. What age children do you teach?
Well, this is a very special school because we have students from 10 years till 70. That means 80% of the population here does not know how to read or write.
Wow.
So you're teaching
them most of all different ages. I would say we don't have too many small children because most of the children which are less than, let's say, 1 year, from every 10 children born, 9 will be dead in a few months.
Oh.
Lack of food or water or medicines, etc.
Oh.
So population is one of the few countries which is decreasing instead of increasing.
Right.
Well, you know, our host Archer is also a teacher.
Yes, I am.
And his students actually die of boredom.
That's terrible.
You are awful.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
That's not funny.
That was so mean.
It's not funny. Everybody, the Canadians
and the States?
Yes, we have one Canadian and the rest of us are in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But all over the United States.
And we have someone from South Korea.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Bo, I forgot about Bo. Sorry, Bo.
Hi.
And John is originally from Malaysia.
And he's a whore.
So what time is it there in Western Sahara?
It
must be 4 in the morning.
It's 1 second. I have to put my special watch. Yeah. It's 3 in the morning. 4 in the morning. Sorry, okay. 4 in the morning.
What are you doing up so early in the morning?
We work differently than you do. That means it's cool now, and it's going to be very hot in the desert in 3 or 4 hours. So
yeah, just wait till the Gulf Stream gets over there.
Wow.
I prefer to this temperature and to study and do other things, and not when it's more. Let's say it's 35, 45 centigrade.
Wow, 35, that's about 110.
No, at midday will be 45, more or less.
45 degrees Celsius? Wow,
yes.
That's like an oven.
Wow.
Well, it's a desert here.
Oven.
So it's a... But in the evening, it's about now, it's around 30.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know what a podcast is?
I think so.
It's an
that you can speak and have music and things like that.
Right, and you download it from different websites.
Yes.
Well, that's you're on my podcast right now. I hope that's okay.
No problem.
Okay. This is great because we get to learn about people in other countries and what they do.
Teach me.
Hey, Bo in South Korea, what time is it there?
It's almost 12 p.m.
It's noon.
Oh, it's noon.
It's lunch time.
Ooh, what are you going to have? You're going to make us some kimchi?
You know kimchi?
I like it. Like, negatively, I love that. That's like great food.
I like kimchi.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm gonna make noodles. Some noodles.
That sounds good too.
Yeah.
And do you like hot chili paste like a lot of Koreans?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I like spicy and hot, and I like it. I like them.
Yeah.
I think. How about
Archer
you?
Likes,
you like it?
Archer likes spicy and hot too, but he.
Oh really?
No, I don't. Hey, listen. Listen, people, we were just saying our goodbyes. Did I miss anybody in terms of websites?
Okay.
No.
Okay. Then,
guys, I gotta go. I gotta finish my notes here and everything. But,
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's been great talking to you guys, and catch up later.
Hey, Eddie, okay, I want to have you on the show another time, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's trade emails or whatever and get a schedule.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for being on the show.
Sure. Have a good night, y'all.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Eddie.
Well, you guys, I actually have to get off here, too, because I've got to try to edit this show and get something up for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have a problem getting it up.
I never do.
Just think about the boyfriend.
Exactly. Who's that?
We're getting some information.
I think we've got some crossed lines.
No, sorry, it's my computer.
Okay.
I don't use a monitor nor a mouse, so I use a program that reads everything of the virtual monitor.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Does it read? It reads it to you in a voice that says what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I read who is in the Skype cast or whatever.
Very cool. Okay. Well, listen, you guys, I really am going to go. I want to thank you, Grand Oasis, from calling us in from Western Sahara. That was so cool. And Bo from South Korea, amazing. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you.
Yes, thanks. Cool. Thank you guys very much.
See you guys later.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much to everybody for joining in.
Excellent.
All right, bye-bye,
thanks,
guys.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Archer.
Bye-bye. Bye,
Danielle, how could you forget the name Danielle? I love Danielle so much because she is the best player in Big Brother history. She is so smart, she is so pretty, she's so clever, not a tart. I love Danielle. How could you forget her name? Anyway. Love ya. Hey, Archer, it's Chef Mark from Remarkably Mark and Remarkable Palette. And I just saw all these tarts posted, and I had to add myself because I'm a tart too. I'm a Pop-Tart. Special delivery. I actually was able to record part of that conversation using Hot Recorder. If you use Hot Recorder, I just, you know, went ahead and turned it on, and it actually recorded the Skype cast. So you might want to try that. And Archer, it was a lot of fun. We had such a good time, and I hope I didn't sound too soapboxy, because, you know, we wouldn't want that. I've been accused of being on a soapbox before. But I hope everyone listens to this to part two when we got into some other interesting stuff. And thanks for the Ching Chong comment on my show. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Danielle the Tart, you say. That's Marky Mark. Yeah, tart sounds good right now. I'm so fat. I really am fat this week. I felt like a ship, and then I felt like a cow, and today I felt like I'm a bigger ship. I just want to, no, not that, that not just, I want to tell Archer that, I used to have that clamshell iBook as well. In fact, I have the iBook that was one generation right, one generation before the white one. So before the one that you have, I actually have one of those as well. And I was using it for a while. In fact, I bought it from eBay, and it has a little, it loses one side of the disc tray is the cover's not there and blah, blah, blah. But it still works. I just need to use a pen and poke into the hole and it would eject it out. And so, oops, I just burped on your show. I mean, your Ching Chong. Oh gosh, I'm wasting so much time. So anyway, I just want to let you know that I have that, and then I got a 12-inch PowerBook, and I really like the size, and now I got a MacBook. But anyway, yeah, my kitty is saying something too. But anyway, hope you are... I want to say to Beth that maybe Beth was listening more to us, to Mark and to Chef Mark and to me now, that she doesn't have time for Archer. No, I'm just kidding. Of course she has always a special place for you, just like you do me. Anyway, I'm looking at the time, the countdown, and I'm counting it down. Now it's at 53, 154, and then, so I should be down to the bye.
Hey Archer, it's Beth. I just wanted to call and say hello. I haven't talked to you in a while. I just caught up on all your podcasts. I have been out of touch for a little while, I know. I had a fight with the boyfriend, but everything is good now, so that's all that matters. And I had a job interview, and I just haven't been around, but I got all caught up, and I have to agree with Mark that I was shocked that you took down your gay pride magnet and anything else, because the lady can go fuck herself if she has an issue with you being gay. But that said, I'm glad everything went well, and I'm glad you got the shower fixed, and I look forward to the rest of your podcasts. I should be around more often now. And I will try to stay in touch. I hope all is well. I hope you're not missing the boyfriend too much. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, Archer. Hello, everybody else. It's Special Delivery Mark, and the Skype cast was a lot of fun. Except just when I thought I had figured out a way to record Skype calls on my PC, along comes Skype cast, and the software won't record it. Oh, you guys are crazy. It was fun talking to everyone. That was a lot of fun. So, just checking in. Ta-ta!
Hey, Archer. This is Eddie of the Family Jewels podcast, a.k.a. Eddie Bang Bang. Just wanted to take a moment and leave you a message and thank you for inviting me into the roundtable discussion that you guys were having last night. That was a great deal of fun. It was nice to hear everybody's voice in real time and get to know you guys a little better. And, I do look forward to being on your show. I would love to do that any time that we can find a moment that's mutually agreeable to all of us to do that. Maybe I can hog-tie Dave into joining it, and you can get the boyfriend on, and we can have a big old fun 4G. So I also wanted to let you know, and I'm really sorry about this, but when I was packing everything up last night, I noticed that Dave's microphone had been left on, so I might have been the culprit that was causing the phasing problem, and I really do apologize about that. So, I hope all is well with you, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Bye.
So that was all the voicemail messages we got. So thank you to Mark and to John and to Beth and to Special Delivery Mark and to Eddie Bang Bang. I'm sorry for the volume on Eddie Bang Bang's message. I'm not sure why it was so low, but I boosted it as far as I could. I know the show is very long, and I hope you've hung in there to the very end. I do want to let you know that there will not be a show tomorrow because I'm picking the boyfriend up from the airport tonight, and I'll be at his house probably sleeping with him. Hint, hint. So the next show will probably be on Thursday, and hopefully we will have a special guest, Homer from Homer's World blog, my blogger buddy, because he's coming in town Wednesday. So stay tuned for Thursday's show, and take Wednesday off because this show is so long. Thank you for hanging in there till the very end. Thank you, everyone, for all the messages and the Skype cast. We're definitely going to be doing some Skype casts in the future, so pay attention for directions on when we'll do that again. So thanks for all the messages, everything, and have a great Tuesday and Wednesday, and we'll be back on Thursday. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
Usher Ray.